tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just a disclaimer for tomorrow's show. I will not be live on this microphone. Tomorrow's show, Thursday, January 23rd, will be a repeat of this show. Wednesday, January 22nd. We have a medical procedure happening in the family tomorrow, and I'm not going to be able to do the show live. So we discussed it, and we're going to do a repeat of today's show, Wednesday, January 22nd. It'll rebroadcast all day on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It will then re-air tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., and then 9 to noon tomorrow will not be live. It will be a repeat of today's show. Greatly appreciate the prayers for tomorrow, for our family, for the doctors, for the procedure that's happening. Ask that you pray for us tomorrow afternoon. It will be scheduled for after 12 noon tomorrow, but we have to get to the hospital early. We have to check in and pre-surgery, some things that need to be taken care of. So, unfortunately, I won't be on the air live tomorrow. It will be a repeat. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that so that you're not texting me comments from today's show tomorrow when I'm going to be at the hospital with Vicky. So just greatly appreciate that. And, again, ask for your prayers and support for Vicky, the procedure, and her doctors. And that'll be occurring tomorrow afternoon, Thursday, January 23rd. Greatly appreciate that. Well, it's official. First it was official, then it wasn't. And then at 7 o'clock this morning, it was back on again. What am I talking about? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced at 7 o'clock this morning she's officially running for governor in the state of Michigan in 2026 as a Democrat. She is the first announced candidate for governor's race as a Democrat. Well, her PR company, vendor that she used, put the press release, the post out on social media last night. It got 92,000 views. People already started making comments on it, and they immediately deleted it because it wasn't supposed to be launched until 7 o'clock this morning. She produced a video announcing it, and we're going to get into that story probably at 9:35. Don't have enough time to completely cover it, but it is official, and wait till you hear her campaign message. Wait till you hear why she's basically running for her next stepping stone in her political career. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. But we're going to do it after Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet is coming in. He's going to chat with us this morning about his conference he went to and find out what that was all about and answer your questions. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff Sioux Animal Hospital, Text them to me right now, 231-360-5140. And we'll be sure to ask Dr. Jeff. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. Joining us this morning in this spot is Dr. Jeff. He's up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How cold and how much snow?
About the same amount of snow and a little warmer today. It's like 9. And yesterday when I left the house, it was -5. Something like
-5.
Eight. Yep.
Man, we definitely are in winter, brother. It is amazing. But you had an opportunity to have a little break from the weather. Where did you go and what did you do?
We were down, and wife and I went down to Austin, Texas, and we're there for about 5 days. I went down for a equine dental training, so 3 days of intensive training, and this is actually a multi-part course, too. This was just phase one. And phase two is going to be here first week in April. Wife accompanied me because brother-in-law or her brother just moved to Austin a year or two ago, and this is the first time we've got to go down there and see him, his new apartment and everything. So it was kind of it was a win-win.
Yeah, it was a two-for-one. Excellent, excellent. Yep. So now in this process, well, first of all, 3 days of intense hands-on type of training, but you've got to go back for a second part two?
Yeah, this is far beyond floating teeth, and that's also one thing too. And we even talked about it when I was down there, and we had people at this Dr. Moore, who has the dental clinic there in Bertram, Texas, just a little bit outside of Austin.
Sure,
he travels the world doing dentistry on horses and teaching dentistry and things like that to other veterinarians. And then one of the other instructors that was there is actually from the Netherlands, is a veterinarian over there that has a equine clinic. And so he's been to, and then my classmates, I had an Australian, there was a guy there from South Africa, a couple Canadians, you know, then the rest, you know, American, but,
sure.
Yeah, this is a whole thing. And the thing is, in school, they don't teach us a lot of this. They don't teach a lot of dentistry in school, period.
Sure.
You know, because honestly, you've got 4 years. You can't learn everything. And that's like I tell, you know, these kids coming out, you know, you're going to learn in school the basics. You're going to learn how to learn, okay? They're going to give you those basic building blocks, and then you can then use those building blocks throughout your career to gain new skills and to continue to mature. So basically, as soon as you graduate from veterinary school, now you're starting your education.
Right.
Everything before that was kindergarten and preschool. really.
Yeah.
You know,
the hands-on real-world experience is where it really comes.
Yep. It's just like surgeries. They always ask me, well, how did you learn how to do all these surgeries and stuff? Well, I didn't. What I learned was how do tissues react. I learned the anatomy, of course. How do tissues respond to, you know, to trauma, to surgery? How do they heal? You know, what's the problem? You look at what's going on now, and you look at where do we want to be, and then how do I get from point A to point B? And then that's where you come up with your surgical plan to do, okay, well, we can do this and this and this, and the tissue will heal this way, and da 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 da, da. And that's how you figure stuff out.
Gotcha. Now, in this process, did he use and teach you laser technology? Was that part of it? Or was this the typical traditional type of dentistry on horses?
No, this is just straight up, you know, horse dentistry. So what it is, and it's covering the basics, and it's not just floating teeth. A lot of people know, or you know, a lot of horse owners know that horses can develop sharp points of their teeth because of the way they chew. And also, if you look at a skull, a horse's lower jaw is narrower than their upper jaw. So what will happen is the outside of the upper teeth, the molar teeth, and the inside of the lower teeth don't grind together and wear down evenly, and you can wind up with some pretty sharp ridges. I've even cut my finger sometimes feeling these things. They can get that sharp.
Whoa.
So obviously those have to be taken down. But if anybody's ever gone, and this is something that really, I mean, you get those things you always kind of knew, but then you hear something that really drives the point home.
Yeah.
Is about occlusion. Because it's not only the horse has to eat and the food has to move in a certain way. This has dentistry has a lot to do with performance for two reasons. One, if the horse has experienced dental pain, you can have bidding problems, you can have riding problems, just because it hurts. Okay,
yeah.
I believe the only race secretariat only ever lost was because he had a tooth abscess or something like that. He had something wrong with his mouth. Also to the point when the horse lowers their head and you're trying to get a good headset or something like that, that lower jaw needs to be able to move forward. Just because of the anatomy and way it is, also sliding forward helps open up the airway so they can stay breathing and things like that, and they don't get air starved. And if those teeth are not balanced correctly, that jaw can't slide like it's supposed to. Mm. And then you can have performance problems and things like that. And so if you've ever been to the dentist and you get like a cavity or something filled, and then they give you that little piece of carbon paper, they go, okay, bite, tap.
Yeah.
That kind
tap,
of stuff.
Tap, tap, tap.
That is what they're doing, is they're making sure you don't have a premature strike, okay, which means that there's one part of the jaw, you want the whole jaw to hit at the same time, because if you got one spot, and you know it too, if you got, I mean, it might be a fraction of a millimeter off, but boy howdy, if you close your mouth on that, you know it's there.
Well, that is a perfect example. I had a crown replaced. It was a gold crown that I got years ago, and they replaced it with a new ceramic one. Yep. And when they put it in, he says, okay, go ahead and bite down for me. And it was like, whoa, that's way too high. Yep. And he's like, okay, so here's the paper, tap, tap, tap. And, yeah, absolutely. So he ground it down, tap, 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 do it again. Took 3-4 grindings before finally it got perfect. And Jeff, that misalignment, if left alone the way it was or how it naturally occurs in horses, that could be a real issue for them.
Oh, yeah. And think, they can't tell us.
Okay? Right.
And then when you have that malocclusion or that for those premature strikes, teeth will move, okay? That's why braces work, okay? Because you can actually efficate change in the teeth, and teeth will drift around and things like that. So if you have a premature strike, it will put abnormal forces on those teeth and will start moving them to the point where you can develop what's called the diastema, which is a space between your teeth. Okay.
Sure.
And then you can start getting food packed in there. That can hurt. Then that can lead to periodontitis, and that can lead to tooth root abscesses. I mean, it's bringing it's almost a little embarrassing, because what is, for me, it's like, I'm like, wow, this is what I do with the dogs, okay?
Yeah.
And just the horses just need to be brought into that realm. So we're starting to use what I've learned in here in our dental suite to now, you know, we've got, you know, development of the dental, the stocks and back that I brought in, that we can bring horses in, get how to get dental x-rays, and how to do, horses can get cavities as well.
Mm.
And it's the same thing, and how to, and then the next course, or the one after, there's like three, I can't remember which one, but the next one is, so this was like the basics, this is how you need to float the teeth, I said basics, but this is how you need to get the teeth down, this is how you check for occlusion, you know, make sure everything's nice and straight, make sure it's working like it's supposed to, and also too, the nice thing about this one is we worked on live horses. It was really nice, because like I said, Dr. Moore has his own dental clinic, and they have a local stable down there, of course, Texas, got like 100 horses on it,
sure.
So somebody always needs dental work done, so then we can go ahead and you know, so I got to, we broke very small group. There's only like about 15 of us or so, 12 or 15, and broke into groups of two. And then we each had a horse that afternoon. So we had lecture in the morning. And then that afternoon, we had an actual real patient. And then he had some other dental veterinarians there helping him teach the class, and really a hands-on, hand-on-hand. You know, you can get in there, and even though, you know, like the one I was partnered with Dr. Paul from South Africa for one of them, you know, I'm watching him, even though he's kind of doing the dental, I'm watching him do it like right over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's basically, I got to float six live horses. Okay.
Wow. Cool.
Some of them were, a couple of them were like 30 years old who didn't have too much teeth left. And you learn how to deal with that with the older horses, because you're not going to make a perfect mouth, but at least you can improve their life, make them feel better, make them eat better. And all the way from that to we had a couple 7-year-olds that were already had some pretty nice mouths, and you just had to get in there and kind of clean stuff up. So
interesting.
It was a lot. So when we go back for the next course is to doing the extractions.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and how to do more of the endodontics and things like that. So
okay, and this will be the same facility that you went to this time?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so hands-on again for the next class.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. And has the demand for you to be treating horses since you've been on the show and since your practice has grown, has this become a bigger part of your practice?
Yeah, we are making it a bigger part. Actually, in the fact, Dr. Goodman is within spitting distance of her finish line.
Oh, very so good.
So hopefully by June, she'll be up here. And like I said, she is also, I mean, she's like me. She likes the small animals. She likes the large animal, cattle. You know, she grew up showing cattle and stuff. So we'll be able to do that. We, I was actually even talking with her when she gets here. I think we're going to add on again to the clinic so we can get some more, because right now we've got it. You can haul in, come inside, which is actually nice this time of year. We can actually do a dental inside where it's warm. But we're going to expand back, so we're going to have a bit more of an actual barn with some stalls. So if we have to hospitalize something, or if we need a horse, you know, we sedate, we can put him in a stall while I sober up, you know, and clients go get coffee or whatever.
Right.
You know, but start going in more and more of the dentistry, and then, you know, I got a few clients lined up for artificial inseminations, of course, lameness and things like that with the laser and the PRP and stem cells and all that good stuff.
Wow, so you got a lot of stuff happening.
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you. I got a question. How far will you go to visit a horse, western part of the UP?
We have been all the way to Germfask.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to our Marquette area a couple times.
Okay.
Germfask and, you know, and things like that. Just when we have those further ones out, it just takes a little bit more coordination. And honestly, I do it because I love it. I like horses. I mean, that's like I said, I like it all. You know,
right.
I everything interesting. Actually, geez, I had a bearded dragon in here yesterday.
A bearded dragon.
Yeah, one of the little lizards. You know, they're really. I used to have one as a pet, so they're kind of. Of course, wife's like,
No.
But yeah,
not bringing one of those home. We don't want those.
At least people, they're actually. If you want to get, so everybody out there go exotic. If you want to get a pet lizard and you want to just getting into it, a bearded dragon is a good idea. They're not too small. They're not too big. They're not aggressive. They're fairly easy to keep. They're fairly hardy. You know, they're good starter lizards.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number if you have other questions or you want to schedule an appointment to get a hold of Dr. Jeff. The number is 906 area code there in Sault Ste. Marie, 635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Please store that in your phone and be able to call him. And don't be calling me asking me for his number. I greatly appreciate that. So, all right, sir. We'll greatly appreciate you, you know, updating us on that. And when's the next class going to be?
First week of April.
April. Very good, yep. Good. Good stuff. All right, Jeff, you have a great day, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The Michigan Senate on Wednesday authorized its Democratic leader to pursue legal action against the Republican-led Michigan House for failing to send 9 bills from the last session to government.